Authors Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Authors Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Good day, my dear listeners. Good day. One of you, a gentleman, has penned a most kind, if baffling, letter about this, my novel, Vanity Fair. He says he listens each day whilst driving a taxi. Taxi? What, pray, is a... Ah, taxidermy. Yes, can that be his meaning? Chap who stuffs birds, animals, that sort of thing. I expect so, yes. But drives the taxi, he says. So I fear 'tis some kind of work I've not heard of, and I find no such word in Mr. Johnson's dictionary. Sir, would you be so kind as to write once more explaining your trade? I shall be most beholden. A writer ought not be ignorant in these matters, in any matter for that matter. Well, I am not ignorant in the matter of my characters. Let us turn to Becky Sharp. She only just now is arriving back at the cottage, as the gentle closing of the front door will attest.
The whole little house will fall down.
Don't dare say one cross word to me. I've enough trials to plague me.
Oh, you'll say all the cross words, is it?
With just cause. Oh, Giles, the sky has fallen.
Oh, don't walk to and fro, miss. Come, let me help you with your things.
Oh, I hardly know what I'm doing. Oh, thank you.
Now, what's happened, Miss Becky? Where have you been to?
What, you don't know?
Well, how am I to know when no one tells me? I was to the greengrocer's when you went off. Precious little green in the grocer's this time of year, I must say.
Oh, Lord, she talks of cucumbers when the world is falling apart. I've been to Park Lane.
Oh, poor Miss Becky. The door slammed in your face hard like you slammed it now.
No.
He was inside? You seen Miss Crawley?
No.
Mrs. Bute, outside?
No.
Lekker Daisy, will you tell or not tell, Miss Becky?
Oh, I can hardly bring myself to utter it.
Oh, that's plain enough.
Oh, let that woman's name cross my lips. Oh, I saw Miss Briggs.
What? Well, I thought you liked Miss Briggs.
Well, I do like the little mouse.
But you said you couldn't hardly speak.
Stop interrupting. That insufferable jackdaw, Mrs. Bute, will journey to see Mrs. Ricketts, and all is lost. Rawdon and I are ruined. We're doomed. Miss Crawley will never forgive us. We'll be paupers. I'll beg in the street. We'll end in the almshouse. Have you nothing to say?
Well, I've not had half a chance. Could I ask one question?
Ask.
Who be Mrs. Ricketts?
My landlady.
Oh, you've no landlady, Miss Becky. You've Mr. Thistlewood, that's a landlord.
Well, you're deliberately acting the dunce. My landlady when I lived with Papa in her garret.
Oh, well, how was I to know? You've never spoke one word of her before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you I'm all to pieces. I've not my wits about me.
Oh, well, now will you begin at the beginning,
yes,
miss?
Yes, I'll try to do better. Mrs. Bute means to learn shocking things about my past to turn Miss Crawley more and worse against me.
Oh.
She has the name of Mrs. Ricketts in Chiswick, and she's to travel there next week. And don't say while she's gone, Mr. Rawdon and I will have a chance to see and win Miss Crawley.
Well, I just was ready to say.
We won't. She sent for the Reverend Bute to come to Park Lane to guard Miss Crawley from us.
Ah, I do see it is very bad, miss. The sky is surely falling.
Oh, run for your life, chicken little. The sky is falling.
It is the little fairy tale. There was Foxy Loxy and Goosey Lucy and Tushy Lut...
Hush! The old fairy tale just has told me what to do. Run for my life. Pack.
Beg pardon.
Pack. We'll go to Mrs. Ricketts before ever Mrs. Bute can get there. No. Run first to the barracks with a chit for Mr. Rawdon. I want him with us. Oh, if only he can leave. Oh, quick, quick, quick. quick, Penelope.
You're all yourself again, Miss Becky. Praise be.
I've my wits again. I've lived all my life by my wits, and I don't mean to stop now.
Herself again. Which self? Our Becky is a bewildering number of beings. Now then, we've heard that Miss Crawley is not herself. When I take up my pen shortly, we shall see for ourselves. Oh, dear audience, picture, if you can, Miss Matilda Crawley, swaddled in lace, huddled in her bed, dim in her mind from too much laudanum. 'Tis given to quiet her, lest she protest the treatment accorded her by the jailer who keeps her thus. Oh, poor lady. She who loved gaiety dwells now in a grey whirl provided by Mrs. Bute, who has one end in view, to induce her sister-in-law to alter her will. The fortune meant for Rawdon Crawley must go to the Reverend Bute Crawley. This very day, Mrs. Bute makes her first assault to attain that pious object she has in view.
Are you awake, Matilda?
Becky?
Good gracious, no.
Ask Becky to make hot chocolate.
Dear Matilda, you've forgotten again what has happened.
Rebecca makes hot chocolate better than anyone.
What am I to do with her?
Where is my hot chocolate?
Matilda, listen to me. Rebecca has gone. She lied to you, cheated and tricked you. She has married Rawdon and gone.
Rawdon? Oh, yes, I should like to see my Rawdon.
Oh, she's as stupid as an oyster. Matilda, you do not wish to see Rawdon, not ever again. You must recollect what he has done to you, after all you've done for him. He has married a designing baggage, and they laugh at you now. They care not a fig that you're ill. Most pitifully ill. And you will not suffer Rawdon to come near you again.
Rawdon? Married?
To Becky Sharp? It is unpardonable what he's done. You said so. You turned them out. Matilda? Do you hear me?
Who are you? Where did you come from? I turn you out! Be gone! Go!
I am your sister-in-law. I have come away from your dear brother Bute in the country to sacrifice myself here for you, to restore our dear invalid. Scarcely have I closed my eyes since my arrival. I give up sleep, health, comfort to my sense of duty for you.
What is that bell ringing and ringing?
Only the scissors grinder clanging his bell.
I must run out for the masses and Papa's razor and the carving knives. The magical wheel will give them ever so sharp an edge. Call out the window and tell the scissors man Nilly is coming.
He's leaving now. He's gone. Now, Matilda. Oh,
then I shall play croquet with Pitt and Bute. Are they in the nursery?
Your brothers are not here, and you are not a little girl. You are a woman grown. You are very ill, thanks to Rawdon and Rebecca Sharp, and that clumsy apothecary has given you too much laudanum.
Rebecca. Rawdon. They are wed, Mrs. Bute. They have done this wickedness to me. I shall never, never forgive them.
How sensible you are, my dear. And now I'm sure you will be even more sensible. You must alter your will. You do not surely want your money in the hands of that unscrupulous Sharp and that ungrateful Rawdon. There is no time to lose. Will I send at once for the solicitor?
What? What? Solicitor? Oh, then I am dying. I'm dying.
No, no, no. You're ever so much better.
Oh, if 'tis urgent I alter my will, then death is at my door. Don't fly to me, Mrs. Bute. I know I am dying. I know.
No, no. Hush, hush. I shan't send for it. Of course I shan't. You must be rid of this foolish notion. Now do lie quiet. Stop thrashing about. Matilda? Matilda?
Oh, Becky, Becky. Oh, I miss her many ways. Always she could make me laugh. You can't make me laugh. You are a funeral in my room.
Nothing here is a laughing matter, Matilda. Have I told you Bute is coming to see you?
Bute? Why would Bute come here?
Because you are his dear sister. And because I must be absent from your bedside for a day next week. I had thought not to go, but I see now I must. Oh, yes, indeed I must.
Go. Do. The little sharp will be there before you. That is, if all goes as planned. One never knows in Vanity Fair, does one? Even I. I, your faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.